Johnson, reel 7.
But it was very small. I can't just recall what it was. It was a fixed sum. We had to pay for the dresses being made up and that sort of thing, and buy our own aprons and cuffs and all that sort of thing, but the allowance wouldn't have covered that. And there was no, it wasn't like it is now where a uniform is made and allowed. I can't just remember what the allowance was, but there would be an allowance for uniform. In a training school, when I was trained, we had to buy everything ourselves, even pay for the making up of our uniform. All we were given was the material to make the dresses. We had to pay for the making of them ourselves. Now, I think that is when I was at Buckingham Palace, and that one is the same. Well, that's the same one, isn't it? That's the same one, yes, yes.
What sort of fabric is the dress made of?
Grey. Now, let me think. It was a material, you won't remember this, called alpaca. Kind of shiny, soft material. And I was very slim then, as you can see, and I have upstairs the waist, but of course it has all been thrown out, but I did keep the waistband. Because when I threw this out, I got very much dropper, of course, and now when I put it on, it comes back here. But I kept it. It was a kind of alpaca, because these are grey capes. Not, that one is blue, the same as the uniform. Indoor we wore a blue cape, blue linen, the same as the dress, with the two stripes. Outdoor we wore a grey alpaca, the same as the dress. And they had the red stripe, and we had the two stripes on our arms, signifying we were sisters. That was our badge of rank. But indoor mess dress, you wore the cap. Outdoor mess dress, you wore a hat and coat, or bonnet and cape in the early days. And that one, I think, is the same as this other one. I think that's the same. I don't know where this one came from. But I think it's the same as the other one.
This is your indoor blue dress
with a white apron. That's the ward, yes. I should go on duty in the ward like that. I spent the day in the ward like that. The only difference being when I went down to the theatre, I used to take off the cape and put on my operating theatre gown, which was a big gown which completely covered me. But I took off the cape when I went down to the theatre. Otherwise, that is the uniform that I wore all the time in the wards. Now, what else have I to show you on? Oh, these are some photographs. Have I shown you the rest? I think I have, haven't I? Is there anything else you want to bring? Oh, those are ration books. I don't think I showed you these little things, I don't think so. Stop if you're not interested, dear. Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you want to smoke? Are you a smoker?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, I don't smoke either. Now, that was my leave or off-duty ration book, that one. I can say I've used up the ration books. That's when you went on leave, you had to take a ration book with you, and that was my demobilisation ration book. We were given rations for a certain length of time. I think you've seen these telephones. I think you have this. Count. Yes, your attendance is required back in the palace. We've seen that, haven't you? We've had that. The formality at Buckingham Palace was very, very strict. We were each one supervised individually as to how to behave. And as I say, this little orchestra playing in the background, not enough to deaden the name, and then your name called out, which was a frightening experience, really. And then you advanced from this corridor in. But it was rather touching, really, to think nobody else was there except guests, the sad, but no other recipient.
Was it just King George, or was the
no,
Queen
King,
there?
No, just King George, just King George. That was my my national registration book. Car, we had to carry those about.
Did you change your name from Louisa to Louis?
Walker. Oh, well, that was my full birth certificate name, because I've been known as Louis Walker all my life, you see, but, and in the army, but of course the registration, they would get that from my birth certificate, I suppose. For a very long time after I was married, I was still called Sister Walker, because it was rather difficult for the men, until, funnily enough, until I was gazetted for the Royal Red Cross. And then Matron said to me one day, I think it's time now, Sister, you've changed your name to your married name. So, of course, it was rather funny, and the men used to call me Walker Johnson for quite a long time. It was rather funny. I don't know what this is. War Office. I'm directed to inform you that Her Majesty... Oh, this is rather interesting. I forgot to tell you this. Shall I read it to you? I am directed to inform you that Her Majesty Queen Alexandra has expressed a wish that all ladies who attend an investiture at Buckingham Palace to receive the decoration of the Royal Red Cross should afterwards proceed to Marlborough House to see Her Majesty. I am accordingly to request that you will attend at Marlborough House at 12:15 p.m. and on your return from Buckingham Palace. Now, when we were actually in Buckingham Palace, we were handed these notes. And we went, I can't tell you how we got there, it's not very far down the mall, is it? Buckingham Palace to Marlborough House, is it? I don't, I have no recollection of how I got there, I'm sure. I think I should be so elated, I don't think I can remember. And when first we went in, we were received by one of her equerries. Digby Probyn. I haven't said that name for over 50 years. It's amazing how things come back to me. If I just stop for a second, nothing comes back to me. Digby Probyn, an elderly, courtly gentleman. And he took us in the hall, and in the hall was an enormous painting of the Prince of Wales, as he was then, a young officer in the First World War, Edward, a medium. An enormous one. Half the size of that bookcase. And when you went into the main door, the first thing you saw was this enormous photograph of the Prince of Wales in uniform. Of course, he was absolutely the idol of everybody in those days, you know, absolutely the idol of everybody. And then we went into Queen Alexandra. Oh, I must bring them down the picture. She gave me a lovely picture, which I've got upstairs. Next time we move, remind me, will you, and I'll go upstairs and bring it down. She gave me this picture and thanked us all. Of course, she was an old lady, beautifully groomed, her face beautifully made up and her hair beautifully tied. And she just received us in her drawing room and thanked us. She gave me a book, which is somewhere in there, and she gave me a picture, which I have upstairs. And that was the letter. That was after we'd been into... after we'd been to Buckingham Palace. That was quite unexpected. We didn't expect this at all. And rather funnily, indeed, one of the night sisters who'd been in my training school, who'd also was in the army, she was there too, receiving her Royal Red Cross. It's rather interesting. I hadn't seen her for many years. One ticket for a friend to witness the investiture. That's maybe at 10. Oh, this is where we could get it. St. James's Palace, Central Chancery of Orders and Knighthood. St. James's Palace. Immediately after receiving the summons. Well, I did that. I got that. Queen Alexandra. I think I've been through this, haven't I? Has expressed a wish that all ladies who attend the investiture. I've read you that. I think I've read you that. I must have had two of them. Probably I had another copy.
Oh, yes.
I think I had that. Well, that was totally unexpected and very nice. She was very charming, very elegant, and altogether very sweet. But that was quite unexpected. But I'd like to show you the picture she gave to me. I'm rather enjoying this too, by the kind of it. Some of these things I haven't seen for years. Oh, this is rather a funny thing. We have to take this. This had to go up every year and be signed. Sure, we were satisfactory, I think. I hadn't seen that before. We used to send it. They used to keep a report of us all. It was really rather funny, was this. Mason used to have papers on her desk, and she would send for us. And she would have the paper on the desk, and she would have another paper over the top of it, like that. And she'd say, "Oh, this is your report, sister. Will you sign here?" So we sang. No idea what it was. She could have said we were dreadful, or we were good, or we were bad, or anything, but we never knew. I never knew what was written for me at all. No idea.
Was that the normal procedure?
Well, it was done for everybody, as far as I know. We used to joke about it. We used to think it was rather funny. We were saying we didn't know whether we were good, bad, or indifferent. And this is another one. As you have been demobilised from the Territorial Force Nursing Service, I wish to take this opportunity of thanking you for the good service you have rendered during the war. Your work has been excellent and has been fully appreciated by all those under whom you have served. I wish you all happiness and success in your future. Her Majesty Queen Alexandra has graciously given permission for you to retain your TFNS badge as you have completed 4 years good service during the war. You have been so amazing, Chief. That's the badge I showed her. I did not have seen that before. I'll put all those in. This goes in there. I don't know where I put the other little things. Two or three other little things. Where did I put them?
Put some in here. Did I? That has the letter about Queen Alexandra inviting you to Moscow.
Yes. Well, they're not lost anyhow, there, are they? Now, if you're not weary, I'll show you a few photographs. You can relax now. See if there's anything you want to look at. That's just a snap, really. My brother there had just got his commission. He left the university, got his commission at 18, and my father was mostly working in London at this time. And mother was very proud of it, naturally, and she said, "Oh, I'd like you both in your uniform," so we had it taken. But it's not a good photograph, really. It was just a very quick one done. But my brother was only 18. He was a doctor, too. Brilliant physician. He was a consultant physician. He was at Leeds. He was medical tutor at Leeds and house physician there. And then he became a consultant at Peterborough. And he's dead now. And one of his sons is a doctor too.
You have quite a medical family.
Oh yes, my husband was a doctor and my son of course is a doctor. And I said I don't think we'll be home to lunch today. I don't think so. Now, we had rather a lot of this sort of thing here. I can't believe I haven't read this. It's reprinted from the Spectator of September 1915. Everybody was extremely sentimental then, rather religiously inclined, you see. It's all about religious forgetting people and in the trenches and all this sort of thing. But
Christ in Flanders.
Yes, it was... Those sort of things were printed in a lot of, well, the Spectator, as you see, that they printed all that sort of thing.
And then
it would be distributed. We should find them. Somebody would come round and say, "Have you seen this? It was in the Spectator." And it was reprinted. It probably says here, reprinted by something. Yes, copies of this leaflet can be obtained from Monsieur Spate and Son, Fetter Lane. To whom all inquiries should be addressed. Post free. The price of 1 shilling per 100, 6 was for 50. I don't know where I got it from, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But we had a lot of that sort of thing.
For inspiration?
Pardon?
For inspiration?
Yes, as far as we could be there. Yes, as far as we could be. Now, I can't read you this because it's so vague, but I did last night try to decipher at the top that it is the special instructions on the occasion of the visit of His Majesty King George V. But you can't read it and neither can I.
Oh, I see. It's so faint.
We were told what we had to do. You see, certain people were able to go and meet him. Certain wards that he was going to visit, we had to be told that he was going to be visiting at that particular time. And certain of us were told to wait in here or there, whatever it was. It's very poorly printed. But that's what it is. It would be his round and where he was going and where he was going to be and whom he was going to meet and that sort of thing.
Can you remember when it was that he visited?
Well, the first visit, I think we had two. But I know the first visit was when I was in that ward, and it was when I had men in from Gallipoli. So I think it must have been in 1915, because we had the wounded and the ill from Gallipoli in 1915. So that's when I think it was, the first one. That I wouldn't be accurate about, and I think we had a further visit later. I think so.